Que Dieu vous bénisse. Merci. Praise the Lord.
Gloire à Dieu.
On his final day. What a glorious day to have the salvation of the Lord. And a great day, the final day for the healing of God in your life. I see it coming your way. Today you'll take all your blessings back home. And even though we're finishing today, the blessings will continue and continue and continue. Where are you there? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today and bless your name for every sin you have done, the people you have saved, those you have healed, those who have received their miracles, the joy of the Lord everywhere. We're asking, O Lord, that tonight, the final night, your power life, power for salvation, power for sonship in the kingdom, power for living a righteous life, the power to continue in the grace of God, the power for healing, the power for miracle, the power for turning everything around in every life. Confirm in every life in Jesus' name. Flow of the power of God will continue in every life. And everyone who has attended it, so to say, here at the Alpha location, everywhere, all over the world, abundant life will continue with everyone. Thank you, Lord, because we know you have answered. And today will be a glorious day of receiving more and more and more from you. It's done. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You can sit down. As we conclude the crusade today, I want to make you understand that there's still blessing waiting for you. Salvation waiting for you. Amen. New life waiting for you. Abundant life waiting for you. Miracle waiting for you. Healing waiting for you. You will not miss your miracle. What am I talking about today? I'm talking on the ABC of all round abundant life and renewal. I remember when I was still a student, and the teacher will be teaching something. If he looks at my face, as if, can that be? Do I understand that? He'll come to me and say, William, this is as simple as A, B, C. And the miracle you're having today, as simple as A, B, C. Receiving salvation today, as simple as A, B, C. And the deliverance you have tonight, as simple as A, B, C. Anyone who can pronounce A, B, C, you are going to get miracle. Can you pronounce A, B, C? Can you pronounce A, B, C? Your miracle is as simple as A, B, C. The ABC of all round abundant life and renewal. We're reading from Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. My soul, because it received the blessing of God, my soul, bless the Lord. All that is within me, everything in me, inside, because they all receive the blessing of the Lord, the renewal of the Lord, bless the Lord. Look at verse 2. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits. Benefits from heaven. Blessing to every part of your life. It says, because heaven loves you, heaven looks at you, and heaven blesses everything in you. It says, bless the Lord. Look at verse 3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Is so loving, merciful, compassionate. He doesn't say that sin is too much, that sin has been continuing for so long. Every sin you have committed, all iniquities, bless the Lord, O my soul, he forgives all thine iniquities. And this is the final day of the crusade. Any remnant of sin remaining, he will forgive you. Any kind of guilt still remaining, he'll take the guilt away. And then he says, who healeth all thy diseases. Every sickness, every disease, it's going to be removed. And what is disease? Break that word in English into two. This is whatever is disturbing and is breaking up and is removing your ease and your peace as a disease, the Lord will remove it tonight. Verse 4 now. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? There is earthly destruction, there is eternal destruction. Every kind of destruction here on earth, he redeems your life. And a final, eternal, hellish destruction, the Lord will take away from you. Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? That's what he does. And tonight, the final night of this crusade, blessings untold, blessings innumerable have come to you. Look at verse 5 there. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things? There's salvation. There is satisfaction. There is sufficiency. And tonight, it satisfies every mouth that prays. Every mouth that calls upon him. Every mouth that demands and makes petition, he satisfieth thy mouth, the praying mouth, the petitioning mouth, and the speaking mouth. He gives satisfaction with good things. So that the youth is renewed like the eagles. And the old life is shed away. The sorrowful life is turned to a happy life. Because it renews your youth like the eagles. The Lord will do it for us today. For you. Where are you? For you. You are here for blessing tonight. And all our brethren, all our invitees, everyone online, tonight is going to be a time of great miracle for your soul, for your body, for your spirit, for your life, for your family. Three things we are considering. One, A. Two, B. Three, C. One, abandon all abominable secrets. Two, believe with absolute surrender. C, come for abundant supply. Now you are going to have number one. Abandon all abominable secrets with transparent repentance. God is holy and righteous. He is going to bless us. But he wants us to abandon. He wants us to reject. He wants us to cast away all abominable secrets. And we come with transparent repentance. Look at that number one. Number one, abandon all abominable secrets with transparent repentance. In Psalm 19, verse 12. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Many times we don't understand our secret abominations. I go to church. I'm baptized as an infant. I take the Holy Communion. I help other people. My heart, like my hands, are plain. We do not understand our secret abominations. What God looks at. And God says, this is abomination. Abomination in our character. Abomination in our habits. Abomination in our lifestyle. We do not understand our secret abominations. That's why the Bible says here, who can understand his errors? And it says, cleanse thou me from secret faults. And then in verse 13, it says, keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. A person that has the thought of sinning, presuming on the love of God. God is love, and therefore he doesn't mind if I spit on the face of his only begotten son. God is love. That's presumptuous sin. God is love. He doesn't mind if I disobey him. Presumptuous sin. God is love. It doesn't matter if I take the Holy Bible. I don't like that page. God is love, and I tear those pages away from the Bible. That's presumptuous sin. Look at that man. He is a Christian. He's love, and he loves everyone. He does not mind if I take his wife and defile his wife. The Christian is full of love. Look at that woman. She's a believer, and she's full of love. She doesn't mind if I go to her husband and mess up the husband and myself, and we commit sin. That's presumptuous sin. To assume that because God is love, and then we dishonor him, we disobey him, we sin against him deliberately. That's presumptuous sin. And that is the secret abomination of many, many people. That's why the psalmist is praying, keep back thy servants also from presumptuous sin. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall be upright. I shall be upright. And I shall be innocent from the great transgression. So we come to the Lord. The Holy Spirit himself makes us realize you have secret abomination. And you come with repentance. And the repentance you come with is transparent repentance. You are not covering up anything. You are not going to church every Sunday saying, oh God, I have done what I should not have done. Since you knew you shouldn't have done that, why didn't you ask for the grace of God so you will not do it? Why When do you come every Sunday in the presence of God and you tell God that same thing that doesn't have any transformation, any change? I have done what I shouldn't have done. I have not done what I should have done. If you know you shouldn't have done it, if you know you should have done it, why do you come and tell God every Sunday? That's a secret abomination. It's presumptuous sin. If repentance is transparent, you ask for the grace of God not to continue like that. Job chapter 22 verse 21. It says, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace, thereby good shall come unto thee. Acquaint now thyself with him. Are you acquainted with God? He's holy. If you are acquainted with God, it's a God of justice. If you are acquainted with God, it's a God that hates sin. If you are acquainted with God, God is angry with the sinner every day. God angry? Let me ask you. If you always come to a man's house and you always, every time you come, they feed you, they give you everything you need, before you go, you defile their daughter. God bless you. God blesses you. He gives you food. He gives you work. He gives you health. He gives you good sleep. And you take his creatures, the people that should be holy, you make them unholy, you make them unrighteous. Shouldn't God be angry at you? If you're going to be acquainted with God, you will love what he loves. You will hate what he hates. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. In verse 22, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his word in thine heart. Look at verse 23. If thou return to the Almighty, you've been far away. If you return to the Almighty, you have been in the far country like a prodigal son, prodigal daughter, a prodigal man, a prodigal woman, you have been far away from the Lord. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. The Lord again is going to build your life. I said the Lord is going to build your life. The lives that are broken down, the lives that are scattered, the lives that are destroyed, the life that has so gone down to become nothing. This night, the Lord will take all the broken pieces, he'll join everything together, he'll build your life again in Jesus' name. But you must return to the Almighty. It says, and thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. That's sincere repentance. That's transparent repentance. That is a serious repentance. That is true repentance. So that you are not coming back every time, I've done what I shouldn't have done. Put that sin. You know the sin. You know where you go every night after you've done everything in the day, then you go to that other place. That is it. And you do that sin. Put that far away from you. That thing you are hiding secretly in your life. My neighbor must not know this. My friends must not know this. The real Christians that I have as friends, they must not know this. That's to make it secret. And you know it is not right. Put that far away from your tabernacle. Let there be repentance, transparent repentance. And there, as you abandon all those abominable secrets, mercy will come to you. Mercy for forgiveness will come to you. A new life will come to you. I can't hear your amen. And the Lord will set you free from that abominable secret. What if you don't repent? You're spitting at the face of Jesus. What if you don't stop that? You are challenging the authority of God. What if you don't stop that? And you say, and you commit that sin in the presence of God, because he sees all people in every place all over the world, and you keep on doing that sin, sinful thing, in the presence of God until you die. And it's like you're spitting in the face of the Almighty God. And you do that every day, every time. And you continue until you die. I will not deceive you. You will get to hell itself, fire. There's torment there, there's suffering there forever and ever. And you don't have anybody to blame. You kept on speaking in the face of God until your final breath on earth. You are lost forever. But as you come to the Lord and you ask for the forgiveness of God, and you receive the forgiveness and the freedom and a new life, you no more speak in the face of God. You are no more defiant against God. You are no more disobedient to God. You are so grateful he forgave you. You are so happy he forgave you. And every time you are rendering grace and you are rendering thanks unto the Lord, when you leave this world, God will take you home to himself. And thank God you will get to heaven. I will get to heaven. Because I don't keep on stealing. I will get to heaven. I don't keep on blaspheming God. I will get to heaven. I don't keep on speaking at the face of God. I will get to heaven. I realize Christ died for me. And because he died for me, I repented. I believed. And I no more do things that blaspheme the name of God. That's the way to heaven. A, abandon the all abominable secrets with transparent repentance. B, we come to the second point now. Believe with absolute surrender to the trustworthy Redeemer. He is our Redeemer. He died on the cross for us to take all our guilt and condemnation away. He is our Redeemer. He is trustworthy. We can trust him. We cannot trust Satan. He's a liar. We cannot trust the fetish priest. Is a follower of Satan. He is a liar too. We cannot trust the idol worshiper. He too is a liar. They say they'll make us happy. They say they will help us. They say, just come. There's that papa in the village. And he will solve all your problems. And then you go to him. If you look at the sitting room, look at the sitting room. If you look at the roof is leaking. If you look at the surrounding, all the surroundings, they're not decent. If he's going to help you, he should help himself first. Come to the idol worshiping papa or mama. He will bless your children. Look at his own children. What's their level? What are they doing? If his idol can help all children, your own children, let him help his own children first. All those people, they're not trustworthy. Idol worshippers are not trustworthy. You cannot put your life in their hands. But Jesus the Redeemer, he died for us on the cross. He's the one that saves. He's the one that delivers. He's the one that forgives. And everyone that comes, he has always forgiven them. He has always turned their lives around. The trustworthy Redeemer. Believe with absolute surrender. Isn't that what we do to the good doctor in the hospital? You have a challenge, he wants to operate you. And then they have the hospital closed there. And it says, you remove your clothes, you put on this one. No, doctor, I don't want to do that. Why did you come here? You must surrender totally to that doctor. And then he's going to touch the place where you have. He's going to cut something out there. Doctor, I don't accept that. How is he going to operate you? I see going to take that degenerate kind of thing there that is disturbing your health. Doctor, you know my position in society. And with my position, actually, I am richer than you are. I am more respected than you are. And I cannot think about that. That I will submit my body to you and you touch my body. Doctor, you cannot do that. But help me. Until you surrender completely, he will even give you something that will put you to sleep. You'll not even know what is happening. Without that complete, entire, absolute surrender, the doctor will not help you. Welcome to Christ. It's going to operate our life. It's going to take the evil that is entrenched in our spirit. It's going to operate that and take that away. All the evil things we cannot take away ourselves. He is the Redeemer, is the trustworthy Redeemer, is the one that is going to take every evil sin away, every condemnation away, every sin away, and every guilt away. We must surrender unto Him. That patient that will surrender herself, himself to the doctor believes in that doctor. Can you allow any doctor to put you to sleep, to cut you, and then to sew you up without believing him? That same trust, that same surrender is what you now give to Christ. I surrender all within me, all around me, everything under my control. I surrender to you because I believe you, and he will operate you and take your sin away and give you salvation right there. I believe. Say it for yourself. I believe. To believe means I surrender myself completely unto Christ. Look at Acts chapter 8, verse 35. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Christ. How do you know the doctor that will help you? Somebody spoke to you about that doctor. How do you know Christ that will save you? And Christ that will heal you? Somebody, if Philip will open his mouth and begin at that same scripture and preach unto you Christ. And you hear about Christ, his Savior. God sent him to the world to save all who believe. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. When you hear about that doctor and you say, okay, I'm still checking up. Your disease is almost killing you. I'm still checking up. And your disease is almost reaching a point of no return. I'm still checking up. You may keep on checking up and delaying until you are gone. You hear about Christ, the Redeemer, the Savior, transparent, trustworthy. He has saved other people, changed the lives of other people. The day you hear about Christ, that's the time to believe. And Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Look at verse 36. In verse 36, and as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What does hinder me to be baptized? Verse 37. And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, if thou believest with all thine heart, believe, not with half of your heart. Okay, I raise up my hand, I come to Jesus, and then when I finish here, I will go to the priest in my church and confess to him and get the rest of the salvation from the priest. It doesn't work that way. You go to the doctor, he does the work. And you are not going to go to the fetish man and say, the doctor has done half of the job, can you complete it for me? With all your heart, you believe in Christ. Not Jesus and another thing. Jesus and Saint Peter. Jesus and Mary, Jesus and the priest. No, you have not believed with all your heart. When you know that your salvation depends on Christ and Christ alone. When you know that your salvation depends on the sacrifice of Christ, Christ alone. he is the Savior. And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. That's what the Lord is expecting. Tonight, you believe in Christ as your Savior. And that's how he heals. Tonight, you believe that Christ is your healer. That's how he delivers. Tonight, you believe that Christ is your total, complete, trustworthy deliverer. In verse 38, and he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, and Philip and the eunuch. And it says, and he baptized him. Why did the man ask for baptism? Adult, professional, not a little baby, because he realized the baptism Jesus commanded is for he who believes. It says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. An infant of 8 days does not understand baptism, cannot believe, does not know who Jesus is, cannot repent. The infant baptism is just a kind of religious ceremony. The baptism that's acceptable in the sight of God, he that believeth, after that believing is baptized, he shall be saved. The baby cannot say, I believe. He has not even started talking. All that baptism does not work for eternal life. Go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And so Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, then I'll baptize you. And he said, I believe. You believe with absolute surrender to the trustworthy Redeemer. And then in verse 39, and when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip. The Spirit of the Lord confirmed that the work is done. And then he said, the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. The joy of salvation was there, because A, he abandoned all his secret abomination with transparent repentance. 2, he believed with absolute surrender to the absolute surrendering to the trustworthy Redeemer. See, come for abundant supply and transforming renewal. You have to make up your mind. I come. Because this is not something another person can do for you. This is not something a preacher can do for you. With your own voluntary will, you know that the Savior is there. The Redeemer is there. He is the one that changes lives. And you come unto him. You come unto him. And as you come, you tell him who you are. You tell him what you want. Number one, you want salvation. Number one, eternal life. Number one, forgiveness. It's after that you ask for healing. Why number one before that number two? Sin is more serious than sickness. We feel the pain of sickness, but we don't feel the pain of sin. Sin is like leprosy. Somebody has leprosy in the fingers. He doesn't feel it. He has leprosy on the parts of the body. He does not feel the pain of leprosy until the fingers are eaten up by leprosy. Until all the other parts of the body are affected by leprosy, and then it becomes incurable. The problem we don't feel is more dangerous than the pain we feel. If somebody dies of sickness, he can still go to heaven. Lazarus died of sickness, he went to heaven. But if somebody dies of sin in sin, he'll never get to heaven. That's why the salvation is the first thing. You don't want to die in your sin. If you die, you want to go to heaven. If you only deal with the problem of sickness and you don't deal with the problem of sin, hell forever, forever will be your place of abode. That's why number one, you come for salvation. And because after your salvation, you're still living on the earth. Now you need healing for the earth, not for heaven. Heaven is forever and ever. Hell is forever and ever. 100 years, 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years, heaven will still continue, hell will still continue. If you have healing, You enjoyed the healing for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, even 100 years, but salvation will go beyond 100 years, 1,000 years. When you get to heaven, it's forever and ever. That's why the most important is your salvation. And the Lord says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest in your soul. I give you salvation. I give you eternal life. And after you have got that salvation and you keep that inside your heart, then you come, you say, now for the few days and the few weeks and the few years I want to spend here, I want healing. I've got salvation. I've got restoration. I've got the peace of God. I've got freedom from sin. This one will last me for thousands and for millions of years. Now let me get the temporary one that I need for this life for another 30 years. And tonight he calls you. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Tonight is your night. Let me hear you. Tonight is your night. He will give you salvation tonight. He'll give you forgiveness tonight. He will give you eternal life tonight. Whosoever comes to me, I will in no wise reject. As you come tonight, he will receive you. He will forgive you. He will change your life. Abundant life. Eternal life, everlasting life, abundant supply, real salvation, he'll give to you tonight. Are you there? I'm looking for them. Are you there? Salvation comes to you tonight. And Jesus Christ has paid the whole price. And he says, when you come and you believe, I will save you. It's bowed and eyes closed. It's bowed and eyes closed. Your salvation from the hands of Christ is available for you now. You want that salvation that will last you through life? That will last you 1,000 years and see you go from earth to heaven. The most important possession in your life. Yes, Lord, I want the salvation. Then you raise up your hand. Raise up your hand there. Salvation. Eternal life. Everlasting life, the very life of God in the believer. Yes, Lord, I believe, and I come for that salvation now. If you're raising up your hand, please stand up for you to indicate to God, I want this eternal life salvation. I don't want to die in sin. I don't want to go to hell fire forever. I want the salvation of God. You raise up that hand and you stand up. You're saying, Lord, I believe. Because I believe, I come. I come to the Savior. That's why you're standing up there. I come to the one that can forgive my sin. I come to the trustworthy Redeemer. And he will redeem you. And this is the time to come to the Lord. As you stand up there, do number one, abandon your secret abominations. Do it. You want to be acquainted with the Lord. Cast away your iniquity. Turn completely from every evil. And then believe with absolute surrender to the trustworthy Redeemer. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Lord, I come. Lord, I come. He will forgive you. Keep up that hand. I'm going to pray for you now. Keep up that hand. I'll pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, all these who have come, they indicated they wanted salvation, forgiveness, and they wanted total redemption. According to your love, according to your faithfulness, forgive them and save them in Jesus' name. Take away all their sin. Take away that eternal destruction from them and give them eternal everlasting life. Let the assurance of your forgiveness come to them now. The assurance of the freedom by grace. And the assurance and the joy of salvation in their hearts right now. Confirm that salvation in every heart. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Let heaven hear your amen. Our counselors are there. They'll help you put the names down so that we can keep on helping you to remain and abide in that salvation, in that eternal life. After that is done, I'll come back again. Now, healing time will come. Amen. Thank you.
Gloire à Dieu. Vous êtes les bienvenus dans le royaume de Dieu.
Lord, you are welcome into the kingdom of God.
Les conseillers, vous allez les aider à remplir la fiche que vous allez leur donner.
Counselors, please help them to fill out the forms that you have given them.
Écrivez votre nom.
Write your name
en lettres majuscules,
in capital letters.
Mettez votre adresse.
Put down your address.
Le quartier,
the area where you live.
Mettez votre numéro de téléphone.
Put down your phone number.
Et donnez les vrais numéros.
And give the correct numbers.
Aidez-les à remplir bien les fiches.
Please, counselors, help them to fill out well, fill in well the papers.
Ne laissez personne, hein, que personne ne vous échappe.
Please make sure you don't leave anybody out.
Si vous n'avez pas encore reçu l'affiche, faites signe qu'on vous amène l'affiche.
Those who have given their lives to Christ, if you have not yet received the form, please just signal that by raising your hand so that they will give you the form.
Si vous suivez la croisade en ligne, il y a un lien que vous verrez sur votre écran. Vous cliquez sur ce lien et vous allez déboucher sur une page. Et là, c'est la page que vous allez remplir.
If you are following the program online, you will see at the bottom of your screen, there is a link that is being shown. So you just need to click on that link and you will get the form that you fill in.
Faisons vite.
Please let us hurry up.
Allez partout.
Spread all over the crowd.
Allez au fond.
Go at the back.
Allez dans les classes de langue derrière au fond.
Go in the language classes at the back over there.
Faites vite.
Please hurry up.
Le pasteur viendra prier pour les malades. Faisons vite.
The pastor will come soon to pray for the sick. Let us hurry up.
Faisons rapidement.
Please hurry up.
À ma droite, est-ce que vous avez fini?
At right hand side, have you finished?
Vous me faites signe, les superviseurs. Si vous avez fini, faites-moi signe.
Supervisors, if you are done, please let me know.
À ma gauche, à l'extrême gauche,
at the extreme left.
Alors, allez-y, faites vite.
Please continue, but be fast.
Remplissez bien les fiches, ça va nous permettre de vous retrouver pour vous aider.
You need to fill in these forms very well, because it is through this information you give that we'll be able to be in touch with you.
Pour vous aider à croître dans le Seigneur et à demeurer dans le royaume.
To help you grow in the Lord and also abide in the kingdom.
Oui, faites vite.
Yes, hurry up.
Est-ce que vous avez fini?
Have you finished?
Remplissez Remplissez bien les fiches. Oui, ceux qui sont en ligne.
Yes, for those who are online.
Cliquez sur le lien qui apparaît sur votre écran.
Click on the link that is on your screen.
Et remplissez la fiche.
You'll get the form that you will fill in.
Faites vite, faites vite.
Please hurry up.
Vous avez fini à ma droite? Faites-moi signe.
At my right hand side. Have you finished? If yes, can you just let me know?
Oui.
Yes.
Derrière, au fond.
At the back.
Faites-moi signe.
At the far back, let me know, please.
On vous attend, on vous attend.
We are waiting for you.
À ma gauche.
At my left hand side.
Oui, là-bas, ils ont fini.
I think the left, they have finished already.
Au fond, faites-moi signe.
At the far back, please let me know.
Retournez les fiches au superviseur.
Give the forms back to the supervisors.
Ne repartez pas avec les fiches, ne gardez pas les fiches. Remettez-les au superviseur.
Don't go away with the forms. Don't keep the forms. Give the forms to the supervisors.
Vous pouvez, si, pour ceux qui ont fini,
for those who have finished,
vous pouvez commencer par prier pour votre guérison.
You can start praying for your healing.
Le pasteur vient maintenant pour prier
the
pour
pastor,
ceux qui sont malades.
The pastor will come and pray for those who are sick.
Praise the Lord. Everyone, if you are there, I said, praise the Lord. Now, if somebody was able to give you $100 million sefa, and it just gave you, loves you, and because of that, he gave you $100 million sefa. Now, if you now need only 100, can he give you? If somebody gives you salvation that will last 1 million years, 100 million years, trillions of years, if he has given you that eternal life, can he give you healing? Can he open your blind eyes? Can he make the lame to rise and walk? You believe. And because you believe, he will heal you tonight. He has given you eternal life, the earthly healing he will give unto you. I believe tonight he will heal me. Raise up your hand. I believe tonight he will give me complete healing. Raise up your hand there. And lay the other hand where you have the challenge. It's ready now. Father, in Jesus' name. How great you are. How powerful you are. Mighty. And there is nothing you cannot do. You gave your only begotten Son. He has given us salvation, eternal life. How much more the healing we want now. Healing has come for everyone. Deliverance has come for everyone. Lord, you are the trustworthy healer. We can depend on you. And I pray that your healing power will come to everyone right there now. In Jesus' name. Online with individuals. Online with families. Online in congregations all over many countries. Send forth your healing power now to everyone in Jesus' name. Here in Lome, at the Alpha location, healing for everyone. Those blind eyes be opened in Jesus' name. Insanity, madness, you are delivered in Jesus' name. That deafness and that dumbness be healed in Jesus' name. Ulcer be healed in Jesus' name. Those cancer germs dry up in Jesus' name. The respiratory problem, you cannot breathe well, I pronounce the healing upon you in Jesus' name. I'll be healed in Jesus' name. Tuberculosis, you are healed in Jesus' name. HIV AIDS, you are healed in Jesus' name. Barrenness, inability to have children of your own. Whatever the main cause or reason, barrenness is taken away from you in Jesus' name. Miraculous conception. Miraculous childbirth. Have your miracle children in Jesus' name. All the skin disease you have in your body, I pray that all that skin disease will dry up and vanish away. The fire burning in your body, I quench it right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. arthritis and pain in your joints, you're free in Jesus' name. Stroke, one side paralyzed, get up now and be totally healed in Jesus' name. Lameness, paralysis, I send for the power of God in your body. Rise up and walk in Jesus' name. Any sickness in your body, any disease in your body, any infirmity in your body, I send for the power of God upon you. You're healed. You're delivered. The Lord has set you free. Arise and walk. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. It is done. Amen. You have the healing already. Amen. Your deliverance is already there. Do what you could not do before. Arise and do what you could not do before. You couldn't see before. Open your eyes. You can now see. You were in the wheelchair before. Rise up. You can now walk. I believe. I've got it. And now you'll do what you have never been able to do. Your miracle is confirmed in Jesus' name.
C'est fait.